Chapter 27. The Bronze Altar.
You shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with brass. You shall make its pots to take away its ashes, its shovels, its basins, its flesh hooks, and its fire pans. All its vessels you shall make of brass. You shall make a grating for it of network of brass, and on the net you shall make 4 bronze rings in its 4 corners. You shall put it under the ledge around the altar beneath, that the net may reach halfway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with brass. Its poles shall be put into the rings, and the rings shall be on the 2 sides of the altar when carrying it. You shall make it with hollow planks. They shall make it as it has been shown you on the mountain.
The courtyard.
You shall make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side, southward, there shall be hangings for the court, of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side. And its pillars shall be 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. Likewise for the north side in length, there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and its pillars 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. For the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. The breadth of the court on the east side, eastward, shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the 1 side of the gate shall be 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits. Their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. For the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, the work of the embroiderer. Their pillars 4, and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court around shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver, and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen, and their sockets of brass. All the instruments of the tabernacle in all its service, and all its pens, and all the pens of the court, shall be of brass.
The oil for the lamps.
You shall command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure olive oil, beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting, outside the veil which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall keep it in order, from evening to morning, before Yahweh. It shall be a statute forever, throughout their generations, on the behalf of the children of Israel.